got two out. We've got Derby and Hyrum out, both tight ends. We've got two questionable. We've got Stevenson questionable with his calf, and we've got Cody Latimer questionable with his Achilles. That's it. Questions, guys.
Sounds like you got to make a move at tight end then, right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see, you know. It's tough to just do that without having a spot. So we got to, you know, find a spot if that's the way we're going to go. So we'll see. You know, we're going to explore every option there and see where we're at today, tomorrow.
Will Paxton Lynch be the backup for that?
That's still being discussed. But he practiced all week. He looked fine. So we'll see.
We keep three going into the game?
We won't keep three. You
know. So it's either Trevor or Paxton.
It's two quarterbacks that's going to be up.
What would be the determining factors?
Determining factors would be how well we thought Paxton practiced this week. That's pretty much it. I'm sorry?
If he showed you enough, he's...
Absolutely. Absolutely. He could be up.
Sorry, Coach. What's your confidence like in Virgil if he has to be the guy that takes all the reps this weekend?
In Virgil Green? I mean, he's a pro's pro. He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy. He can catch the ball. But you need more than two, so we have to figure out a solution, and whether it's going to be a tackle playing a big tight end for us or bringing someone up. So it'll be two guys. You know, not sure who those two are going
to
be.
Would Stevenson be healthy enough to do that?
Yes. He's practiced all week, and he should be up and running for the game.
Still undecided on right tackle? Or do you...
Right tackle's going to be Barber. Short day? That's
about,
it?
Hey. Just mixing up the practice.
Yeah.
Like it was more of a conventional practice.
Yeah. That was more of a plan, you know, hitting the midway mark to get more work in the red zone areas also. So it was planned that way. But it helps to get us, you know, more work in the red zone on Fridays and to get more tomorrow. So just add more work.
So you change tomorrow too?
No, it's the same schedule, but just adding more red zone to it tomorrow. Just more and more and more. It's going to be a walkthrough. So we flip the Friday, Saturday.
Marvin, you know, as you were going through this rough patch or anything, coaches talked to other coaches. Any chance Marvin gave you some advice or counsel?
I haven't talked to Marvin this week.
Last week I did. Yeah.
I mean, it's the same deal. You know, you stay with the process. You know, trust what you're doing. It's not the effort. It's not the... it's not the scheme. You know, we have to figure out a way to play a cleaner brand of football, and that's just pushing players to be more detailed and to make more plays. But staying with the process, that was the advice from Marvin.
He said he would help you next week.
Absolutely. He won't help me this week.
That's what he said.
We're both 3-6, and we both won a victory, so he ain't helping me this week. I don't blame him. I won't help him either.
Does it feel like a prove-it week where the schedule finally relents a little bit, you're at home, been challenged?
Right.
Does it feel like that with these guys? Like,
right. Well, you can't look at it like that, right? You know, every NFL game's tough. You know, every week's a prove-it week, you know, in the NFL. So, for us, it's a week to play a cleaner football game. You know, so that's our goal, is to play our best game of the year Sunday. Prove it or not, you know, we have to go get a win. So, however you put it, we have to go get a win this week.
What do you think your first ring of focus is going to be like?
I'm sure it's going to be fun. You know, it'll be fun to see TD and to see all the ex-players. That's always fun to see those guys and to hear the old stories about the old Broncos. So it should be fun.
Jamal Carter has more special team snaps than anybody on the team. What's given him the ability to be such a reliable?
Right. Well, we signed him for that role. I mean, he's perfect for it. He's young. He's tough. He's got good size, so he can play a lot of positions for us as far as the cover teams. But he wants to be great at it. You know, he takes pride in it. And I mean, that's important to have guys like that. You know, we need more. You know, we need more guys who want to be special on special teams. You know, so he's been impressive.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.